Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Desi Simmons, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Nichelle Fleming, spokesperson for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Division. Good evening, Nichelle. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Very good. I wanted to talk to you about a big announcement that came out of CPSC today, and that is a new generation of cribs designed to be safer are now going to be the only ones approved for sale everywhere, in stores, online, and even at neighborhood yard sales. Tell us about this big change.
Sure. Today marks the day that consumers will see a new generation of safer cribs for sale at local and national retail stores. The safer cribs will mean a safer sleep for babies across the country. The five new requirements include prohibiting traditional drop-side cribs, but this is more than just a drop-side standard. The additional requirements include improved slat strength, improved mattress support durability, tougher testing, and making hardware stronger.
And what are we, obviously these changes came about because of problems that were inherent in just the drop side cribs or other parts of cribs as well?
Right. This is an overall look in addition to the drop side problem. CPSC has recalled more than 11 million dangerous cribs since 2007. Drop side cribs were associated with 32 infant suffocation and strangulation deaths since the year 2000, and these were from detaching side rails.
Now, since there'll be no more drop side cribs, and this may seem like a silly question, Nichelle, how are we getting children in and out, reaching in?
Yes, it's my understanding from the industry and manufacturers that some manufacturers have made the same crib just with shorter legs. So I think that there's a variety of choices available for consumers.
And has this always been a problem with drop side cribs? I mean, my kids had them. You know, there was one for me. What has happened over the years? We've just gotten smarter about what's happening or accidents that are happening? I'm a little confused.
Sure. This was a complex situation. Drop sides are made in a variety of ways by a variety of different manufacturers. The 11 million cribs that have been recalled since 2007 included multiple manufacturers and, you know, multiple units of cribs. And the issue for the commission and the difficult part for the commission was to really figure out what was going on with these cribs because there were so many different designs of drop sides and also these other problems we were seeing, such as the strength of the crib slats. If that were to break out, that can create a hazard where the baby can submarine feet first and get caught at the head and neck area and strangled. So there's these additional, we wanted to make an overhaul. This is the first update to the crib standard in more than 30 years. So we wanted to give a comprehensive crib standard, not only dealing with the drop side issue, but these additional issues as well.
And again, I'm trying to just sort through this. Are they being made cheaper now? Is that part of the problem? Because I'm in some of the information I got, we're hearing about malfunctioning hardware and cheaper plastics or assembly problems. Is it just the assembly process and cheaper ingredients, I guess?
I think it was a combination. I think you'll notice in the recalls there were cribs from all levels, meaning all price points, lower $100 range all the way up to several, you know, above $500, you know, $700. So, and again, manufacturers each make their cribs differently. So some of it may have been hardware issues. Some of it may have been the drop side itself detaching. And then we've seen places where the crib hardware may loosen over time. The new standard targets anti-loosening, requires anti-loosening devices. And this mimics kind of a child's behavior a toddler who may shake and rattle the crib, you know, over a long period of time.
What is actually happening in this accident? You just mentioned a couple of things. It's not just the drop side railing, though. I'm interrupting you, but part of the issue you talked about was changes with mattresses as well.
Right. There's an improvement to the mattress support durability. And the issue, we have had some recall and some problems where the mattress support may give way and, again, allow a child to submarine down into that pocket that's created. If the mattress doesn't have the support it needs, it can create a problem for the baby as well.
What is the timing on this? Is, you know, there are currently some, I am assuming, some drop rail cribs in stores across the country, whether they be big box stores or boutique kind of stores. How does the timing work on this? When does this go into effect?
Well, actually, it is in effect today. So actually, you will see all the new cribs today. The commission voted on this standard in December of 2010. So there has been some leeway of time for retailers and manufacturers to become in compliance with the new standard. Today is the effective date. So today is when you will see the new products in the stores.
So if I go to a store, I shouldn't see any drop rail cribs.
Correct. You should not come across any products that would be illegal to manufacture or sell cribs at this point that don't meet the current standards.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that clarification. And online that should happen as well. None should be available anywhere for purchase.
Correct. We're working with also resale shops and organizations such as Craigslist and other places where consumers may try to pass on. We don't want these dangers to be passed on to other households and other consumers. And we do ask consumers, to be cognizant of not giving a crib to your family members as well, friends and family members, and placing a potentially deadly crib in someone's household.
And that's what I'm just thinking now. Folks who have drop side cribs in their home now, have they already been given information about recalls, or are there kits to repair some of these, or are they simply being advised if they have these to get rid of them and get a new crib?
Right. If you have the means, we do encourage the replacement because, as again, these in addition to the drop side issue, these additional improving the flat strength and mattress durability and hardware strengthening, these additional points are in the new standard, and these cribs must be certified and tested to those items. However, if you do find yourself having been a part of the 11 million previously recalled cribs, at minimum, we would want you to take advantage of the remedy worked out with those manufacturers, which would either be a repair, a refund, or replacement for those specific manufacturers that we did do the recalls with, and at minimum to get an immobilization kit so that your drop side is immobile, can no longer move up and down.
And in Nichelle, in some of the information that I have on the subject, as I mentioned off the top, it talks about, reiterated, there will be no more available in stores or online. And it talked about even garage sales. How is that be prevented? Just now, just like we're doing, getting the word out that these can't be sold anymore in any form anywhere.
Right. We definitely want to get the education out to general consumers who may be, again, looking at yard sales and making sure on both sides that people are not placing dangerous cribs out for sale. And then also the people who are trying to take advantage of a less expensive buy. You don't want to put your baby in danger for the savings of a few dollars.
I guess it surprises me a little that these standards haven't been redone in 30 years. Is it just the difficulty of the process and trying to kind of wrap around everything that needed to be done to make this happen?
Right. It is an extensive process, but led by Chairman Tenenbaum of the Commission, this was actually a part of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008, and was scheduled to be on the books for a later date of 2012. She thought it significant and moved that January of last year to say that we would have a new crib standard in place within the year, and we did announce it again back in December of 2010, and the Commission voted to move forward with this new standard and just giving the implementation date of today.
Well, and the information I have, this is the toughest crib safety standard in the world.
Correct. Yes, these are the most stringent crib standards in the world, yes.
Well, we've gotten the information out there with your help, Nichelle, and hopefully folks will be paying close attention to this and being paying attention to what's in their nurseries today as well and making the changes that need to be made for the safety of their children. Thank you very much for your time this evening and explaining all of this to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Nichelle Fleming, who is spokesperson for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Division. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.